When you're walking through one of life's wilderness experiences, and we all do, it's not uncommon to feel completely alone. But Jesus is right there in that place with you with a simple message that your best is yet to come. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Thanks so much for joining me again. Today we're going to be taking a look at whatever circumstance, whatever situation you happen to find yourself in right now from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional Fresh to help you draw ever closer to Jesus and live in the victory that he died and rose again to give you. This week we're working our way through a really short series called Your Best is Yet to Come. And yesterday we were talking about Moses. You know, Moses was called by God to lead the Israelites out of their slavery into the promised land. And Moses had done some really silly things. You know, Moses was a little baby, and the Pharaoh tried to kill all the little Hebrew babies because they were breeding like rabbits. And then all of a sudden, this baby ended up growing up in Pharaoh's household. He had all the wealth and the privilege, and then he murders an Egyptian. And Pharaoh wants to kill him for doing that, and so he has to flee way out beyond the wilderness. And it's a story not really about Moses, but it's a story about how God works. And sometimes we come to the Bible with wrong questions. We ask, how can I be a little more like Moses? The answer is we can't. God didn't make us to be like Moses. He made us to be us. And the right questions kind of look like this. What does it tell me about God? What's God saying to me about who he is and what his will is for my life and how I can respond to be the best me I can be? So Moses' story is God's story. And no more do we see that when God shows up at the back of beyond to talk to Moses. Let's have a quick read of the story, because it is a beautiful story. Now, Moses, having been through all of this and had fled into the desert, he was out tending a flock of sheep beyond the wilderness near the mountain Horeb. And an angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire within a bush. And Moses saw that the bush was on fire, but it wasn't burning up. So he heads over there and he thinks, well, I'll have a look at this to see why the bush isn't burning up. When the Lord saw that Moses had gone over there, God called out to him from within the bush and said, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. God said, don't come any closer. Take off your sandals, because the place where you're standing is holy ground. And then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And at this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. And God said, I've indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I've heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their suffering, so I have come to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So I'm going to send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. And Moses said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I'll be with you, and this will be the sign to you that I have sent you. When you've brought them out of Egypt, you will worship me here on this mountain. Now, this is a really profound scripture to me, because you know what it says? Here's this Moses, this burnt-out old wreck of a man who thinks his life is over, who's out in the back of a wilderness, who remembers what it was like to grow up in the air-conditioned privilege of Pharaoh's palace. He's lost all of that. He's out beyond the wilderness, in the middle of nowhere. And he's alone. And that's what it feels like when we're in the wilderness. As far as the eye can see, there's desert. There's not a single soul to nurture us or encourage us or hold us. There's Moses forgotten on the shelf past his use-by date, and God shows up. You see, Moses didn't realize it, but God was in that place. God was out in that desert with Moses. God's always out there in the desert with us, even when we don't realize it. And you might say, Bernie, well, that's great for Moses, you know. Moses got the whole burning bush thing. Moses got the whole God's voice thing. Moses got the whole angel of the Lord thing. I don't have any of that in my life. It's not happening to me. Can I encourage you that maybe the reason God's put you and me together here in this place is for you to hear God's voice, for you to hear God's story, for you to hear God saying to you, I am in that wilderness with you. I am there. just as certainly as I was there with Moses, I am there with you. And the message he had for Moses was the best is yet to come. God called Moses into the most amazing place to go to Pharaoh, to tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. And through Moses, God sent 10 horrible plagues on Egypt, ultimately to convince Pharaoh to let the Egyptians go. And through Moses, God parted the Red Sea. And through Moses, God led the Israelites out of Egypt toward the Promised Land. Moses led the Israelites for 40 years in the desert, all because when he was a burnt-out old wreck, when he thought he had no future, it all happened because God showed up in the desert. And for better or for worse today, this program is God's word in your life, speaking into your life today. Your best is yet to come. God's put something in you. God's given you some ability. God's given you some passion, just like he did with Moses. And God has a plan to use that. He knew the passion in Moses' heart. Moses had a passion for his people. That's why he killed that Egyptian guy who was beating up on the Hebrew. Moses grew up in Pharaoh's house. And God says, go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Why did he choose Moses? Because Moses had grown up in Pharaoh's house. Moses knew the ropes. Because Moses had a heart to rescue his people. And because Moses has spent 40 years in this desert, and he knew it like the back of his hand. And when Israel came out of Egypt, God brought them back to this very same desert. That's how God does it. All the time when we're in the wilderness, changing us, molding us, softening our heart, hardening our feet, getting us ready to go. And we can be in that desert. We can be in that wilderness in life. We can feel like no one's there and God's not there and nothing's going right. And we can think, ah, God's given up on me. You know, there's nothing left in my life. There's no future. There's no hope. God is in that desert. And God is waiting for just the right time to step into our lives and to use what he has invested in us, to use who he's made us and what he's called us to be. Can I encourage you? You have something like that in your life. You have some abilities and some dreams and some gifts and some capabilities and some passions that only you have. I don't have them. The next person doesn't have them. You do. And in the middle of the desert of life, when it feels like there's no one there, no one to care, God is in that place. And when we hear that message, it can be a little bit scary. Because getting out of the desert, well, maybe it's better the devil you know. Maybe stay there. Maybe not go when God calls us. I encourage you. I believe that God is calling some people today and saying, your best is yet to come. And you might say, Bernie, does that mean I'll be healed? Does that mean that this situation will right itself? I don't know. I don't know what God has planned for you. But whatever it is, it's just perfect. Your best is yet to come. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so that they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw ever closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.